This is not anything new in Zimbabwe. We have had people disappear, and unfortunately, quite a number of these people have disappeared, and the government has been strongly suspected to be the one that is doing it, and it's unfortunate, really, to actually have a government suspected to be the one that is doing it instead of the government protecting people. It is very, very unfortunate. That the so-called security of people is actually in danger rather than the national security that we hear. How can we have security when people disappear willy-nilly and people say they don't know? Our police and our security are so good. There's no way that somebody can disappear within the community and nobody knows nothing about it. That's unbelievable, and that's not true.
Is it not the duty of the state to actually protect citizens?
Well, that's basically part of what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. You cannot blame an individual. It's the state that is responsible. The security of individuals lies in the hands of the state. Now, when the state folds its hands and they say, we don't know and we can't do anything about it, then there is a problem. And that problem lies squarely in the powers that be.
So now, how best can some of these issues be handled by the government? Because you still remember there was a court order for the government to look for this gentleman and find him. So now, really, what is going on here?
Well, let me tell you what my problem is. I can tell you now there are more than three cases of people disappearing in Zimbabwe, and we are told that the government knows nothing about it. But after 2-3 weeks or months, these people reappear in government custody. And as a result, some of us who are part and parcel of the church leadership in Zimbabwe, we actually find it very difficult to then trust the government and anybody else who purports to be a security person to be helping people, because it seems as if then, therefore, the security is for those that are on their side and anybody else looks after himself or herself.
And so now, what is the way forward in this kind of issue? You know, what can be done so that such issues are avoided?
Yeah. Well, the truth of the matter is, for your own information, with the way the situation is, we can talk and talk and talk, and that's all we can do. But there's really nothing much you can do, because if you cannot take the government to court, if you cannot hold the government accountable, the issue for accountability in any country is a very, very critical issue. Now, if the powers that be and the security, particularly the police, cannot be accountable to anybody except to themselves, it becomes problematic.
What is your advice to the government?
Well, I don't think I can give an advice to the government, except that we do have laws in our country that are supposed to protect Zimbabweans, which they are supposed to abide to. When you are in government or in the security, you are not there for a political party. You are for the people of Zimbabwe and for the people of that country. And that's what we can only appeal to, that everybody has got a sanctity of life in the eyes of God. Everybody must be valued like a human being, irrespective of their views or their lives, their style of life.